You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions on the show are always expressed with a certain joie de vivre. Please consult a doctor before listening, as laughter can be infectious. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your top-down, wind-in-your-hair, Saturday morning automotive thrill ride. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, but right now, love us on Zoomer Radio.
Yee-haw! Oh, good morning, Al. I missed that last Saturday.
I think that's the sound of your car as he's taken off from the line last week and gets a podium finish first time out. Way to go.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That was I was in tears more than once. My social media manager had me in tears at the end of the race.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We have Connor Attrell in studio from Attrell Hyundai and Hyundai Racing Canada.
Yes.
And Connor's actually raced in our championship in their Hyundai Elantra N. And what we did to achieve a podium in our first ever race just doesn't happen.
Oh, you flattened his tires?
No, no. Well, we don't compete against each other. We're on the track at the same time. We run in two different classes.
But you know, that's a huge accomplishment for you guys on a debut race to put it on podium like that. So congrats. I was watching it. Haven't watched the full race yet, but I plan on it. So it's a big thing. Big thing.
It was unbelievable. And I don't know if I told you, but I was getting the stink eye from our competitors before the race. I'm like, all right, buddy. Well, we'll see. But you know, as soon as we got on track, and as soon as we had Mark Miller driving and Toronto driver Michael DeMeo driving for us, and as soon as Mark was in the car, we were right up front.
Now, how much practice time did you have before the race?
Total of about an hour. And it was a brand new track. It was downtown Detroit on the streets
right.
of Detroit.
Mm-hmm. But did that leave you any time for making adjustments?
Yeah.
Oh, it did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, okay. More than enough time. And, okay. We made sure we had the best crew. Everybody on board was absolutely fantastic. Like from our engineer all the way down, everybody's awesome.
So as much as the team was green, none of the players were?
No.
Okay.
No, but as working together, mm-hmm. we've never done this before.
Right.
And it was a thing.
Well, one thing I thought was interesting in Detroit is the pit lane too.
Yes,
it's like a two-lane road.
Okay. Yes. So they did a split pit lane.
Right.
So they didn't have the length, so they decided to split the pit lane. So there's a right lane and a left lane.
Oh wow!
And thankfully, this was our first race. We have no points, and they organized the pit lane or the pit spot locations by points. So what that meant is we were at the far back, so we had lots of room to come in and leave our pit spot. Mm-hmm. So we had a little bit of an advantage there. Not that it mattered. Like during the race, there was no interference, but the race for us, it went right to strategy, and everybody on the team did an awesome job.
All right, we'll talk more about that a little bit later. I want to introduce again Colin Attrell's here from Attrell Hyundai. We've got Kyle Grabke from Drive for Smiles. A great event, Brian. You've participated in it, have you?
No, I've never been there. I've been to the track, familiar with the event. Uh-huh. And, they raise some money for Starlight Children's Foundation.
Exactly. You know, it's like a dream wish for these, you know, terminal patients for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, puts a big smile on their face. And everybody gets a good kick out of it, both the drivers and, of course, the kids. And, of course, we've got the 13th annual Yorkville Exotic Car Show is coming up, and we've got Fallon Katz going to be on board a little later. And again, raising money for Melanoma Canada.
Yeah,
and great. It used to be prostate. I wonder why it changed.
I don't know. Well, Fallon's now the new organizer of the event, and I don't know if that was the change, but it's a good thing. It was a great event. I went last year. Of course, I walked around smoking a cigar, so might happen again. Might happen again this year.
Oh, that, you know what? And I should have just looked for the smoke, because I went too. Me and the wife went, and I went, I don't see anybody I know here. You know, lots of nice.
We missed each other out.
Gorgeous cars, you know, but they cram them in and everybody wants like the key spot to take the picture.
Of course, of course.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. You can hear the music. We got a break and we'll be right back with Connor, myself, and Mr. Brian, the winner and still champion. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in the studio with Alan Gelman and Connor. Oh, my goodness. I can't even hear. And Connor Attrell from Attrell Hyundai and Hyundai Racing Canada. We, of course, on the break, we were talking about racing. And, you know, lots of racing coming up. The Honda Indy's coming up next month. And if we're lucky, my team will be racing there. But Connor will be racing there as well.
Yeah, we're going to have both the Elantra and Veloster NTCR cars out there with Hyundai Racing Canada. May have a surprise appearance, but we're going to see. It's going to be a big, big event for our series. So we run FEL Sports Car Championship Canada. And Honda's going to be, the Honda Indy is going to be a big event. And it's a big event for us to be able to show up as a Hyundai branded race team at another manufacturer's branded race.
So. Yeah, well, that's, you know, it happens, right?
Yeah.
And it's okay. I mean, you've got some stout competition from Honda on the track as well.
Well, and I think the goal is if we can go there and sort of beat them at their own event type thing, it shows well. So I think we're going to have a really good showing. We're going to have a couple extra cars out. And I think in general, after seeing sort of the amount of people that came out for our first race event up at Canadian Tire Motorsports Park, we should see a huge turnout for the Indy.
Well, there certainly will be. I was speaking with Chris Bai, who's the promoter of the series, and it sounds like the third race of the weekend for the FEL Sports Car Championship Canada Series is right before the IndyCar race on Sunday. So you're going to have massive crowds for a Canadian Sports Car Championship race. It's going to be very cool.
I've got a bit of a chip on my shoulder from last year, so Indy's been my focus very much so, because I ended up winning the race last year, but not in the fashion I would have liked to. So the car didn't necessarily come home in one piece, but I finished technically in first place. So I'm looking for a little bit of redemption, and we put on a great show last year, and we're still going to do that, but hopefully with a little bit less carnage.
So, question: so you did win the race?
Technically, yes. On paper, I won the race, but at the time when the majority of the field crashed, I was in third place.
Okay.
I got the points for first place, but let's just say there was no podium, and it was a little bit interesting after that one, but we got the cars fixed up for the next race. Luckily, it was the last one.
Was there a fist fight?
No fist fight. Okay. No fist fight. I consider myself friends with everyone of my competitors. I've known them for long enough, and you know, things, you can get a little heated at time, but I find everybody, especially in the Canadian racing scene, everybody's super respectful and friendly. And I mean, we're a small club. It's a small world in Canada, and it's you know, a little bit different in the States with difference of population. So you're going to see these people again. You don't want to, you know, no bad blood.
No. Right? And you know, that's one of the big differences. I mean, when I started racing, there was so much more racing going on in Canada that in the U.S. there were just these pockets of it, and we had this great breadth and depth of competition, and that's why a lot of drivers that came out of Canada 20, 30 years ago were so good, because we had this great culture of racing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's interesting to see, because I think the Sports Car Championship Canada does a really good job for sort of that road racing side. Like, we do have some good motorsport in Canada, but it's like you're saying, it's a little pocketed and fragmented. You don't have somebody that's necessarily a generic overall, I like all Canadian motorsport. You have people that like certain bits of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I have a question. In terms of racing takes deep pockets. Now, so do you work specifically with Hyundai Canada, or is your dealership actually having to pay for some of this?
So I think there's always a degree of, like, you know, the joke is the only way you become a millionaire racing is if you started out a multimillionaire.
Right.
So it's sort of it can be quite a costly endeavor to undertake. We have such amazing support from Hyundai Canada. They really put sort of put their money where their mouth is with the brand. The N brand is really, really strong as performance cars. And I mean, I sell them every day. We, you know, I operate at Georgetown Hyundai, which is one of our stores. We also have a Trail Hyundai in Brampton. But Hyundai really sort of backs us super, like, gung-ho. They're all over it. Quaker State also is our other sponsor. And they go sort of hand-in-hand in Canada because all the oil, when you go to get an oil change at a Hyundai store in Canada, is synthetic Quaker State. So there's that partnership there on a corporate level, and there's a partnership there on the track now, and they've been huge supporters of us for many, many years. My dad started Hyundai Racing Canada about 14 years ago. That was when Hyundai Canada came on board, and then we had Quaker State come on board, I want to say, with Shell. Four or five years ago. And we've been down to SEMA a couple times, but they've been huge supporters of our program. And I mean, there's always a degree of, you know, there's something here or there. It can't all be necessarily in budget, but that's racing.
That's so true.
In commenting on what happened last year, we wrecked all three cars at Toronto Indy. Oh, then we went to GP3R, totaled one car, and blew up my brother's car. So now the car I'm driving was the car that got wrecked in Quebec, but we had a whole new shell. So when you think of sort of just those three pieces of information, it's more money than most people would initially assume when we're talking about, oh yeah, I had to replace my Elantra race car, right?
Right. So, it's just an Elantra.
It's a little more done. And I mean, the cars, all the cars in even the GT4 and the TCR class are so overdone for what they are, like
They kind of are. So our the front bumper, the fascia of our car, is we're going to repair it. And the reason we're going to repair it to buy a new one from AMG is €7,000.
And it's exactly that point. Like, your homologated parts, you have to run it, and they're all built in Germany. I mean, our cars are built in Germany. Ours are. I think some of them are Italy.
Oh, your race cars are built in Germany, too.
Same facility that they built cars.
You're just not moving one out of the showroom, putting it in the back shop, and building a race car.
No, right off the assembly line.
All right, great information. Well, right after the break, we're going to talk about driving again, of course. We've got Kyle Grabke from Drive for Smiles. Great organization doing great work with kids. And we'll be right back. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and Connor Attrell. And don't forget to go to davescornergarage.com to enter for a chance to win a set of Triangle tires and a $250 SO gift card. Now, joining us on the line is Kyle Grabke from Drive for Smiles. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show. And yeah, really looking forward to the opportunity to speak about this incredible event.
Well, we got lots of smiles on the guys in the studio. I mean, because they're talking car racing and cars, and that's what we love to talk about. But in your case, you're talking about putting smiles on other people, too. You want to tell us all about it?
Yeah, it would be my pleasure. So, yeah, Drive for Smiles is essentially an event that's based around really bringing happiness, joy, and just some incredible experiences to the children at Starlight Foundation who maybe have missed out on some aspects of their childhood due to illnesses and that maybe kept them in hospital for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. However, with that being said, Drive for Smiles itself is an annual event that brings together numerous of luxury and exotic cars, so cars such as Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches, and McLarens, to give rides to these children and their families in a controlled environment. Truly just an awesome event and overall experience, and I'm sure even all of you at Dave's Corner Garage know and have experienced the thrill of driving in some of these cars, and maybe the best way to put it is it's truly just intoxicating. But then having the ability to share this experience with others, especially those that maybe need a little light in their lives, is truly just one of the best feelings in the world. An event, and Starlight Foundation is one of those things that it's so special because it gives what no medicine really can. It's just that priceless smile and memories for these children and their families.
Well, sure. Can you, imagine watching TV and movies and you're watching these amazing cars, you know, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, like you're saying, and never thinking you could ever afford to own one, let alone just even get a ride. And automatically, you know, it's like, wow, you're going to go for a ride. Now, where do they actually drive?
Yeah, so it's a track in Cayuga, so Farm Motorsport Park. The event happens there, and the way that it works is all the cars kind of come together and the drivers, and they filter through. So there's usually a group on the track, giving these kids just awesome rides while there's a group loading kids on. And this just kind of rotates all throughout the day. So each kid usually gets the opportunity to hop in a couple of different cars. And I mean, don't get me wrong, the drivers aren't really going 100%, but enough where you're still stepping on the gas and the kids are feeling the acceleration and the thrill of going around a track.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if they're doing some kind of pseudo racing. And so you're saying, yes, they do. You know, I mean, they're putting the pedal to the metal in a sense, maybe not all the way, but enough to get some rubber and put the thrill into a kid's bum there, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Again, it is, at the end of the day, safety really is paramount above all else. But it's one of those things where it's more than just, yeah, you know what, they're going for a light drive through a town, for example. It is on the track. And you know what, they are still getting maybe a half a G or a G around corners. So there is still some of that, I guess, experience and almost like a roller coaster in a sense for them. But no, in no way is there a worry to their health or, I guess, safety.
No, I wouldn't worry about that. I'm just wanting to put the big smile on their face. You know, it's got to be a little bit more fun than driving around in mom's soccer van, you know?
Well, it's a racetrack. It's Toronto Motorsport Park, which is nice and safe. It's safe for everybody. You can see, and there's a big long straight and a couple of fast corners. So, you know, anybody going for a ride in any of these exotic or supercars is going to have a great time.
Absolutely.
So it's Saturday, August the 19th, yes?
Correct, yeah. So usually everyone kind of gathers in that morning, and the event goes throughout the day. Lunch is provided to all of the drivers, and then usually after the event concludes, which is normally maybe around 3:30, 4-ish, there's some festivities in addition to just kind of some open lapping for the drivers in more of a track day type format, where they can push the car a little bit more if they wish.
And I don't have a Ferrari, but if you're out there and you've got one and you want to take it for a drive, is there room for us?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're always looking for more drivers. So, again, anything along the lines of Porsche, Lambo, Ferrari, McLaren, you're more than welcome to register at d4scanada.com. The only really thing, the requirement, I guess, is having track experience. Again, safety is paramount, not even just for the children, but for the other drivers. So we do kind of want to emphasize that. But with that being said, even if you don't have a car, there is still ways to contribute, and you can sponsor a driver or donate to our page at d4storonto.com. So, yeah, really want to emphasize that even if you don't have a car, there are still ways to get involved and to sponsor to make sure we can keep having these events happen.
Yeah, it sounds great, but so you need a racing license then, eh?
Well, not a racing license, but some demonstrable track experience, because you are taking passengers around. You got to have some experience just to make sure you're a little safe. You don't want somebody brand new in a 600 or 700 horsepower supercar in the racetrack for the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was just trying to put a smile on the kid's face.
And then I bend it into a tree. No, that's not a good idea.
Now I'm looking for warranty work. Yeah, not going to happen. Kyle, thanks for joining us. Again, what's the Drive for Smiles? Is it right? Starlight Canada?
Yeah, so d4scanada.com is where you can kind of find out any other information and get involved.
All right. Otherwise, get yourself to Toronto Motorsport Park, Cayuga, and on August the 19th, and you can take part. They're looking for volunteers. You're going to have a great time. Lots of food, lots of kids, lots of smiles. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, great. We're back with Kyle after the break. No, we just finished, Kyle. Sorry, we're going to be with Connor.
Connor from Hyundai Racing Canada. We'll talk more racing just to annoy you, Al.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max here in studio with Alan Gelman and Connor Attrell. And Connor, you showed up in a Hyundai Kona N today, which is one of the, you know, cool cars that Hyundai makes.
So, yeah, no, it's one of the N cars. That one's a little, well, I would say it's inconspicuous because it's a Kona, but it's
it's in performance blue. So
bright
it's
like blue, so it sticks out like a sore thumb. But yeah, no, they're... I find myself driving one of those more and more, even though that is technically a used car and it's for sale. So if anybody's looking for one, but You know, they're the perfect in-between cars. And I've got a couple other silly cars. Like, I have a Genesis Coupe, and I've got a couple other things. And I find I have this issue where I buy a car, and it works well, and then as I own it, it slowly becomes more and more inconvenient as time goes on, because the exhaust gets changed, and, you know, it gets lowered.
Right.
And suddenly it's, I should just drive the other car, and then it's the never-ending process. But, yeah, no, the Hyundai N-Brand's just been amazing. I really, really enjoy just driving them as a daily, which is one thing that being able to hit a button and suddenly it makes some noise and be a little more peppy.
Yeah, well, the Elantra N with the 6-speed manual is my favorite.
Oh, they're amazing
it's
cars.
So good.
They're amazing cars. I mean, I'm in the process of maybe procuring one for myself long term. But it's Hyundai's just done a really good job on kind of hitting that right point in the market where it's not too much of a performance car. And
It goes up against the competition very, very well.
Yeah.
The engineering team behind it has done an excellent job. Like, it's not just an Elantra with some parts thrown at it. The body shell is stiffer. There's comprehensive engineering. There's more cooling, a lot more power, great transmission, great differential, awesome brakes. They picked the right tires.
They put a lot of thought into it. And, I mean, it's Hyundai's got some cool stuff in the pipeline down the road, which I'm excited about, just to kind of, you know, see them in the flesh. Because you see pictures, like, there's a new facelift for the Elantra coming out where they're doing a little bit more of aggressive front line. Same with the Kona, where they're making some drastic styling changes, which, they're definitely going to look a little more different. I'm excited to see it in person. The Elantra's got some serious aggressive look to the front end of it now. And, it's just Hyundai's always been very dynamic on how they're looking at what the market needs, wants. So I find, like, the Elantra tends to be our bread and butter car, but it's just because when you break it down and compare it to everything else, it's just very well priced, very well built, and it's got a great warranty, which Hyundai's always a strong point on. So, I mean, I haven't had an Elantra that sat on the lot for longer than like 4 days in the last 6 months.
That doesn't surprise
me
at all.
I don't think we're going to, you know, it's just that demand is so high. And right now in the market, it's a really good time to not need a car necessarily. But there's still some out there, and they're bringing them in as fast as they can, but the demand is actually way higher than people may think right now. So I operate daily at our Georgetown Hyundai location, but we also have our Atrial Hyundai location in Brampton. So, you know, we opened that October 5th of 2020, the Georgetown location. So it's been a full sort of pandemic experience there, and we've been dealing with the inventory issues, and I mean it's everywhere. Everybody's affected by it, and Hyundai's done a great job on the distribution and really working hard to get us the cars, but it's just, I think the demand is going to stay high because there's that pent-up demand, and it's just too hard to get it sorted out. And with the product that they're coming out with, I don't think we're going to see any less demand.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I test all of these cars and SUVs. I just drove the refreshed Palisade.
Yes.
And it's an incredible car. For the price, this should be a $90,000 crossover, but it's not.
Well, and that's the biggest, I think, point that Hyundai excels at, is that they're very good at the value proposition, sort of looking at what people are looking for in these cars. And it's a lot of the time, like, people come in these days and, you know, you'd think you'd be educating people on the cars. But these people, the consumer knows about the car. They know exactly what they want. They've done their research, and there's so many tools out there. So it's the product speaks for itself, really. At least, you know, I find Hyundai, they've done such a good job on sort of setting up that process so that the customer's questions are already answered. They already have this idea of what they want coming into the proceeding. And it's, you know, the difficult part of my job now is making that happen, right?
Right.
And we're doing the best we can. And I'm excited to see what the 2024 models hold. Like, there's some new changes to the Santa Fe that'll be nice. Just looking at how the market goes, and hopefully we get some more hybrids this year and EVs.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I drove the Santa Fe plug-in a little while ago, and that's another just, like, incredibly useful crossover.
Well, and it's funny because there's this sort of use case scenario that we get a lot of people in that are really curious about the EV. And I find when you ask some qualifying questions and you sort of break it down into brass tacks, what a lot of people really, really want, even though they may not know it at the time, is a plug-in hybrid.
That's right.
Because it's that convenience where you're not relying on potential infrastructure, or you're never going to be stuck, but then you can still get all the benefits of having the charger, having that 45, 50-kilometer electric range. You still get that government rebate. So it's sort of that best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And I find a lot of my job now with the EVs, you know, we only have so few of them, but you're educating a lot, and it's sort of explaining the range. And I think there's still some growing to be doing in sort of that education for the general public. I think the EVs as vehicles, like, they are as a transportation appliance, as I would refer to it, they are amazing. Like, point A to point B, they tick all the boxes.
Yep.
And if you have the right use case, like down here, downtown Toronto, you're perfect. You're a little more up north, might be a little more difficult.
Yeah, that's where a plug-in hybrid comes in. But the Ioniq 5 is one of my favorites. I've driven it several times as an EV. It's just a fantastic car. Properly engineered, drives so well, and of course, it's quiet.
Yeah.
And it's quick. It's spacious. It ticks a lot of boxes.
Well, fun Ioniq 5 story. So me, of course, being into cars and race car driver, the first one we had at the store was a rear wheel drive.
Oh,
and
yes.
First thing I'm thinking is, like, okay, it's rear-wheel drive. I know people are going to ask me, well, what's it like in the winter if it's rear-wheel drive? So I drove it for a couple days, and I'm, of course, will the thing do a donut, right?
Right.
How sideways will this car get? Because the center of gravity is so low, and it's funny on the Ioniq 5, the wheelbase is slightly longer than the Palisade because it's so stretched to fit the battery underneath. The thing will get 10 to 15 degrees sideways, and then it just pushes. Like, people ask me, and I'm like, you'd have to really try to have a spin in this car, because there's the center of gravity being so low in the electric cars, and it goes with any of them just due to battery location, they feel like they're stuck to the road. I mean, they're a little bit heavier, and it's so I say to people, like, the in terms of the car, like, they've put the thought behind it. Every single thing you've thought about on it, they've thought about on it, and they've been incredible vehicles. I haven't been able to drive one.
Question. Now, it was rear-wheel drive. Now, are they moving specifically to all-wheel?
So they have all-wheel and rear-wheel. I find, again, one of these EV things that long-term, if you're a highway commuter in the EV, you kind of don't really want the all-wheel. Because you're going to get that drag. Like, you can turn down your regeneration on the braking. You can turn it down, but only to a degree. The electric cars on a whole don't really coast.
Right.
There are some that have transmissions, but more or less, the highway driving, you having those extra two wheels, you're just sort of taken away from your range a little.
Oh, okay. But, it's funny because I read a review or watched a review on YouTube about a guy who bought a Tesla, and it was rear-wheel drive, but he was in a colder climate, and he said it was horrible, impossible to drive in bad weather. He talked about it eating tires because the traction didn't work, or he was pushing it too hard. But then, of course, when they showed the tires, said, "Well, that's why you have no traction, because they're bald."
Right.
So lots of issues that way.
Well, when you're not informed, and I'm not a big fan of Tesla.
Uh-huh.
On the flip side, I'm a big fan of Hyundai, because what Hyundai did a couple of years ago is they hired the chief engineer from BMW M to handle all of the dynamics. So all of the modern Hyundais dynamically are sorted. And they're satisfying to drive for crazy drivers like us, and then they're also incredibly safe to drive as well. And that's the big difference. Tesla doesn't really do that kind of development, whereas traditional car companies take the extra time, have the talent, and they spend the time doing that kind of engineering.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it as a flip flop here. I mean, where we've been front wheel drive for so long.
Right.
You know, people got used to that, and now going back to rear,
Yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do with the EVs is its efficiency in packaging. Like, we have the new Ioniq 6 EV, which is the highest or the lowest coefficient of drag vehicle that Hyundai's ever made. And it's really higher. They're looking at the range on the aero side. But that's the rear wheel drive one. I think you actually are going to end up getting better range long term than the all wheel. So I think it's just sort of the perception, because I think also the all wheel was used for a period of time with the SUVs as such a selling feature, so that a lot of people have that sort of baked into their mind. Where when I say to someone, like, look, if you're between an SUV that's a front wheel without winter or with winter tires, or an all wheel without winter tires, buy a front wheel with winter tires, because the $2,000 purchase price difference versus the cost of, you know, spend $1,500 to $2,000 on winter tires, whichever ones you want, that's better overall safety wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting that we're going to this rear wheel drive thing, because I grew up in an era, and you know, most of my cars were, you know, Volkswagen GTIs, which are front wheel drive. Yeah. And yeah, they were a lot of fun. But now, you know, EVs are coming in, and they've got this the rear drive packaging. It's funny to see, but with traction control and tire technology, it kind of doesn't matter unless you're in really deep snow. If you're driving in the city or in the suburbs of Toronto, you know, as long as you've got a great winter tire, you're fine.
Yeah. And it's funny, because Hyundai's even now gone to the point where they've started combining the N brand and the Ioniq brand, and they've talked about they have the Ioniq 5N coming out, which
yes.
I'm waiting. I'm going to try to get my hands on one immediately.
I hope so.
Because apparently, from what I've heard, they're going to be pretty wild, but we'll have to see till we get something in writing, so to speak.
Yeah, well, the Kia, you know, sort of cousin or sister car, has a drift mode.
Yeah.
And I saw that in action a little over a week ago when we were testing our race car. And it was a press car being completely abused. But the gentleman driving it was drifting this thing everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Burning off the tires. It was incredible.
Question. Now, you guys, I don't know if it was a joke, but you talk about these N brand cars where it's a button you press and it gives you the different performance factors. Is that the case?
Oh, it's... That's the biggest thing that I think floors people when you put them, because there's the Veloster N was the initial one, mm-hmm. then the Kona N came, and then they've moved to the Elantra N, and the Elantra N is really the culmination of what I think they learned through mm-hmm. that process. So, for example, one of the little stories I tell about this is when I had the Elantra N that we had as a pace car that Hyundai Canada graciously mm-hmm. provided for our race series, I drove it up to Grand Bend for a track day with our race team, and driving there, you know, 90 kilometers an hour, two-lane road, eco mode, 5.6 liters to 100K.
Wow.
You put it in N mode, get on the track, foot down, 31 liters to 100K. So it's the contrast there, and with the suspension and exhaust, it's a big difference.
Oh, wow. All right. Sounds exciting, I'll tell you. All right. We're going to take a break right now, and then afterwards we're going to come back with Fallon Katz from the annual Yorkville Exotic Car Show, which is coming up, the 13th annual one. Make sure you stick around. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and Connor Attrell. And joining us on the phone is Fallon Katz from the Yorkville Exotic Car Show, which is a great Father's Day activity. Fallon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
So, Fallon, do you have an exotic car?
I wish. No, I've got what my kids call a mummy bus.
Oh, okay, like a soccer mom kind of vehicle.
Exactly, yes.
So you're not going to be...
Definitely won't be on display next Sunday.
So you'll be parked in a side street rather than right on Bloor.
Absolutely, we'll hide it in an underground parking lot.
What kind of cars do you end up having there?
Well, we've got some great vehicles from Porsche, from Jaguar, Polestar, and Platinum Cars. And then we've got some really great additions from McLaren, Porsche, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Aston Martin, you name it. If I can't afford it, we have it.
So, and you sort of corral them together, do you not?
We do, yes. They're organized into different corrals. We'll have some beautiful groupings for you from different car clubs. We've got North Face Rally coming out, Elite X, and La Corsa Rally bring beautiful lineups of cars this year.
And we're now, of course, it's a free show, but you do ask people to make a donation. And where is the money going?
Yes, so the money is going to support Melanoma Canada. I'm actually the CEO of Melanoma Canada, and we're a national charity that supports the melanoma and skin cancer community. We just launched a new project in early May, which is called the Molemobile. It's Canada's first mobile skin cancer screening unit. Skin cancer rates are on the rise in Canada, especially in young Canadians, and one in three Canadians face skin cancer. This year, the Mobile is traveling across the province. They were actually at Alta Nissan in Woodbridge. Nissan is a partner. They donated an Armada to tow our Mobile across the province, and we're visiting different communities, remote, indigenous, underserved, as well as areas that have a long wait time to see a dermatologist, which is most major cities in Ontario and across the country. So, you can learn more about the Mobile and where the money is going at mobile.ca. And you can donate online to support or come out to the show and help sponsor a car and raise some funds.
Yeah, it sounds great. I mean, I've asked my doctor to look at myself. My wife's going, what are those spots there? And he goes, take a picture, and if they change, call me back. You know, it's like... But I do know some people have had to get some stuff done. And so they can actually do that live at the show.
Correct. Yes. So the Mobile will be on site on Sunday next week, and you can walk up to the Mobile, walk in. We'll have certified dermatologists on site who can do your skin check and expedite the process if there is something of concern.
Oh, wow. And they can just help by that quick.
Yeah, they've got dermatoscopes on board, which is a nifty tool they use to zoom in on a molar lesion. And they can tell just that quick.
Wow, dermatoscopes. That sounds scary.
it sounds a little dramatic.
Dramatic, exactly. Dramatic, exactly. Yes. Who gave it that name?
Yes.
Totally quick and painless, I promise.
Yeah, Fallon, for people who don't know, the show takes place on Bloor Street between Yonge and Avenue Road, if I remember correctly.
Bay and Avenue Road.
Okay.
And then we also close off two side streets, Bel Air and St. Thomas.
Yeah, because they got to have room for all those cars. Eh?
Yeah, a lot of cars. Last year, there's a lot of cars, a lot of people, and I really enjoyed it. I think that was the first time I attended.
Well, hopefully you'll come back.
That is the plan, and I'm planning on bringing a cigar.
If they do allow on-street smoking,
not healthy, does cause cancer. Maybe not skin cancer, but does cause cancer. So be careful with those.
Well, he's not going to burn himself. So,
I'm not going to burn the skin anyway.
But I'd be quick to say, get that stinky thing out of here. Okay,
that's not the first time I've heard that.
if people can't make it to the show, how do they make a donation to Melanoma Canada?
MelanomaCanada.ca or YorkvilleExotics.com.
And what time? Now it's on Father's Day, of course. That's the 18th, which is next week. It goes from noon till what time?
5 p.m.
All right, great. And again, it's a freebie, and best to take transit. Unless you're driving a Ferrari.
I would say parking is quite difficult. And unfortunately, even if you drive a Ferrari, there's no more room left in the show. We've got over 85 cars for you to see on Bloor Street, and we're really excited. So I hope everyone will come down and check them all out.
Well, you're full up already.
We are full up, yeah. It's been quite some time, actually. The demand is quite big, and we're hoping we raise enough funds that we can open and extend the show to Yonge next year and really have the two blocks plus the side street.
Oh, that's great. Well, maybe next year I'll bring out one of our race cars and put that on display.
Great.
Yeah. Well, it's a fantastic show. And if someone wants to sponsor a car, they can also go to YorkvilleExotics.com as well.
Correct. Yes.
All right. Make sure your phone is charged. There'll be lots of opportunity to take lots of pictures.
That's right.
They do have a satin rope there, though. So you got to, stay behind it. And if you're wearing a belt buckle, don't get anywhere near a car. Because they'll freak on you,
right.
Eh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Fallon, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck next week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. My pleasure. Take care.
And I heard the weather report's going to be great. So I'm looking forward to getting down there. Thanks again. And after the break, we're going to be right back.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and Connor Attrell. And don't forget to go to davescornergarage.com for your chance to enter to win a set of Triangle tires and the $250 Esso gift card.
Now, if you drive out to Georgetown Hyundai, are you going to let people drive your race car or what?
Not the race car.
Well,
we may have it out there for a bit. I'm going to try to put it in the showroom, let people at least come look at it.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't think the Halton Regional would enjoy that on the road, but we do have some N vehicles. Mm-hmm. I have a couple on the lot. I always try to keep a couple.
Yeah.
It's funny because, of course, right now the issue with cars is I don't actually have many cars to test drive.
Right.
So someone comes in and they ask, can I drive a Kona? Yeah, you can drive the performance Kona because that's the only one I have here.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, in terms of having it at the store, we're definitely going to try to do a little bit of a car show at some point at Georgetown Hyundai.
Oh, that'll be great. Eddie, you do sell a lot of the N-brand cars.
We do. I find just being able to know about it. Like, I know there's a couple salespeople at dealers in the Southern Ontario region, and they own one, so they have a little bit more passion in regards to talking about it. And I think us being involved in the race team, you know, I can ring off absolutely everything about the car off the back of my hand. And I've also, we've had a couple of people who bought them that I've done some driving instruction with because,
right.
You know, my dad makes the joke that he's a caveman car salesman, and we're a bit of me and my brother in the way that we got into racing. We're a bit of a caveman race car driver because we never karted and I've never done formal driver instruction. So mm-hmm. I've started getting into that type of stuff. I've explored the idea of doing some of the karting up at Mostport.
Oh, that's great.
So, just trying to get into more of what other drivers would have done in learning the process and not so much jumping into it. I mean, I've been blessed with the opportunity, and Quinn and I have done okay. We didn't have the best showing at Mostport, so we really need to have a recovery race at Toronto Indy. But it's a street course. Anything can happen. You know,
tell me about it.
Well, I'm sure you're very well aware after coming from Detroit. So there's a lot of concrete walls and nowhere else to really go, which we experienced last year. Just trying to see what we can do. Put a Hyundai on podium this year, whether, you know, whatever it takes, I'd like to say. But we're going to knock on wood, bring the car back in one piece, and just go out there and have fun, represent the brand. And, I mean, even represent our relationship of the Hyundai Quaker State. We have some new wraps on the car.
It looks great.
And I was unsure until I saw them in person, and I was immediately in love. But we really went off the Quaker State and the Hyundai relationship and wanted to do something a little bit different, because a lot of the Hyundai cars, whether they be i30s in Europe or in the States, they all run a very similar sort of color palette, because I find one person makes a cool livery and everyone else is kind of like, oh, that's kind of cool. Maybe we tweak this, tweak that here or there. Yep. But we worked with Jason Dakin's Design, and he's awesome, and he put together a couple of really cool liveries for us, and I think it really encapsulates sort of the brand image of both Hyundai and Quaker State while still being unique to us.
Now, people want to see a car put down a deposit. How do they do that?
See, that's again.
No, you're just supposed to say come to Georgetown.
You come to see us, but what I say to people is talk to us. Like,
uh-huh.
Best thing is to reach out, looking at a car. Best thing you can do right now, looking for a car and the way the environment is, whether it be necessarily a Hyundai or another brand, is get your top three and work backwards off that, because your ideal is probably not going to be available at least immediately. And I think starting that process early right now, in terms of advice to car buyers, is do your research 3 to 6 months prior and really get an idea of down the road. Start working on lengthening that decision process out, because it's been very difficult to be able to provide cars. And I mean, there's obviously stuff happens, vehicles get written off, stuff breaks down. But if you're blessed with the situation that you have a vehicle and you have the inkling that you may want a new one, start that process early and be really communicative with your salespeople. And I think building that relationship is going to be better now and long term than trying to sort of, you know, obviously if you need a car, you got to call around, you got to find one. But sort of starting that process early is the best advice I can give people.
And what's the contact information there?
At contact info would be georgetownhyundai.ca. It'll give you all the contact. You put a lead, it comes directly to me. We also have a Trail Hyundai. And what I say to people is if you want to reach out, if you're interested in a car and you're curious, reach out to me on Instagram, Connor Attrell. You can get me directly. You can reach out to us on our dealership websites. I mean, just be forewarned. The answer, when you ask me if I have this car right now,
the answer is no.
Most likely going to be no. But I think the best thing, you know,
is that why they're called N cars?
No,
because the answer is no. In most cases.
Ironically, those are the only ones I could probably say yes to right now.
Right.
All right, I do want to thank, of course, Kyle Grabke for Drive for Smiles. Great thing. They're you know, taking disabled kids and kids that have had some trauma in their life. And I think they're making them more traumatic. Is that, how does that put a smile on your face?
I think any kid's going to love going fast in an exotic car.
Exactly. You get the smell of a Ferrari. Rubber
yes,
and oil, all
oil,
the best.
Brakes.
Yeah. And, of course, you want to check out Father's Day next weekend, Yorkville Exotic Car Show for the 13th annual season. So they're not driving. They're just there to look at.
Yeah,
you know?
They're going to have great cars. If it's anything like last year, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. All right. And I want to thank Colin. Carlos, that's his name.
Yeah, Carlos.
Everybody
thanks,
started
Carlos.
With a C or a K today. I'm all confused. Got to run. Carlos, thank you. See you all next week. Drive safe, everyone.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.